Oh, I love that song. Love that voice. Sarah McLachlan, Building a Mystery, on the Morning Zoom with Sam and Jane. Producer Andy, in for Sam this week. She returns Monday.
And I'm Jane. City of Toronto property owners got a bit of good news yesterday afternoon when it was confirmed the 2024 tax hike would be 9.5% instead of the earlier proposal of 10.5%. But what about the 6% levy that was recommended to house refugees and asylum seekers? Now that the federal immigration minister has announced $362 million in funding across the country for that purpose, with an undisclosed amount of that for Toronto, will the levy still be applied? Joining us with a preview of Mayor Olivia Chow's budget, which will be revealed later this morning, Deputy Mayor Jennifer McKelvey. Deputy Mayor, thanks for taking the time on a busy day.
Thanks for having me.
What about that levy? Can you do away with it now?
So that is not clear. The federal government has said there will be $362 million for funding across the country. At this point, it's not clear how much of that is coming to Toronto. But we did ask on the budget committee last week, we asked the city staff to prepare a plan for finding that additional funds and bring that directly to council on February 14th, should the money not come through. So I'm not sure that we're going to hear a balancing strategy today from Mayor Chow for that, but maybe she will be able to unveil a little bit more detail around what is coming to Toronto.
Deputy Mayor, we've heard that the city has found some ways to save costs in order to keep this budget number below 10.5%, which was originally proposed. Where have those savings come from?
So we haven't seen the mayor's budget. It'll be released, and I'll be looking through that with all of Toronto residents today. But what I can say is that a 1% tax increase or decrease, either way you look at it, is about $42 million.
Wow.
So somewhere they have identified $42 million in efficiencies. Whatever the mayor does bring today does need to be balanced. So we'll have to look through line by line to see what the civil service was able to identify.
And given that it is an historic increase, even though it's a percentage point less than the original proposal, could you say with some certainty that there has been some added value for city residents?
Well, I hope so. Over the last month, as a member of Budget Committee, as a city councillor, I have been hearing from residents in my ward across Scarborough through emails. I hosted a town hall and at deputations at the Scarborough Civic Centre. And they wanted me to convey to Mayor Chow what I'd heard. And so on Friday, I submitted to her and to Budget Committee what I heard. And that was the first, that residents are concerned about affordability and 10.5% is just simply too high. And it sounds like there will be some relief on that today. But the other was that the windrow clearing is an important service that in particular seniors rely upon. They want to see that restored. Toronto Police is an important service and people are concerned about the response times. And of course, residents have also been saying that refugees are a federal responsibility. They want them to step up and they don't want that bill being put onto the property tax burden. So it sounds like we're going to hear a little bit about both the decrease in the tax rate today and funding for refugees. But I'm hopeful we'll also find out more about windrows and police.
We're talking to Deputy Mayor and City Councillor for Scarborough Rouge Park, Jennifer McKelvey. Mayor Olivia Chow set to release her very first budget as mayor around 10:30 or so this morning. Deputy Mayor McKelvey, you touched on the police there for a second. I know you've had some hesitations about a possible quote-unquote cut in the police budget. Quickly tell us about your thoughts on that.
Well, over the last decade, you know, the police have had several years of 0% increases. I think we're starting to see the pain of that. Response times in the city are about 22 minutes. Can you imagine it's the worst moment in your life and you're calling for police and you might have to wait 22 minutes for them to get there? Like, that's not acceptable. You know, there are victims that need justice there and cases that need to be processed and they have a backlog. In addition, we are losing our officers to other areas. You know, why would you want to work in the city of Toronto where you're overworked and you have the most complex calls? So I think it's important that we have a properly funded police force in the city of Toronto. And that's certainly something I've been hearing.
This has been a quick conversation, but an informative one. Deputy Mayor Jennifer McKelvey, thank you so much.
Thanks for having me.
Let's check the roads one last time. Here's Spencer Costin.